Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens and talk about all kinds of things related to your health and your diet. And Amber, good to have you on the airwaves again.
Nice to be back.
You built up quite a listenership out there. We've been getting some responses to your program
and
people making comments. And we always encourage people to interact. So
absolutely. I love it. I love hearing from people who either have experience with something we talked about or share an opinion or don't share an opinion.
Right.
I'll take all of the feedback.
Or maybe they have a topic they'd like to have you talk about or something. Just let us know here at the radio station and send us a message or call us and we'll put it on your list of to-do.
You got it. I love it.
Sounds good. Well, today we're going to talk about something that it's not new in the news by any means, colorectal cancer.
Yes.
And, a lot of discussions on that in some of our medical programs, but we're going to talk a little bit about diet and, that nutrition and colorectal cancer.
You got it.
All right.
Yes, and I think you're right. We do talk a lot about it, and we talk a lot about it when it comes to screening and it comes to getting your colonoscopies and all of that kind of stuff done and what to watch for, and those are all really, really important conversations. And I'd like to take it a step backward, I guess, today and talk a little bit more about prevention. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have some magical food you can eat to make sure that you never develop colorectal cancer, or there's one thing that you can avoid to ensure that you absolutely won't get colorectal cancer. It doesn't work like that, but there are things that we know are likely associated with increasing your risk. So the reason that I brought this one up today is one of the stories, one of the research articles that came up in my nutrition brief from the Academy this week, was that colorectal cancer is now the number one cause of death from cancer in men under 50, and it's number two in women under 50. And historically, we think of colorectal cancer as something that we see in people like age is a risk factor for it. But as we see it in people younger and younger, I think it's important for us to look at why are we seeing that? And, you know, we don't know for sure why that increase is happening. Some of it is hereditary. Sometimes that cancer is hereditary. We know that diet impacts it, and I'll go into more detail. We also know that physical inactivity can be a risk factor. We know that weight, obesity, and overweight can be a risk factor for colorectal cancer, but a lot of doctors are saying that they're seeing colorectal cancer increase even in fit people. Like they gave the example of marathon runners that they're seeing with colorectal cancer. So, you know, I think that always brings us back to what does healthy mean? Healthy doesn't necessarily simply mean lean. Healthy doesn't necessarily simply mean fit or thin. Healthy means that holistically, when we're looking at a person, we're looking at not just their physical appearance, not just their physical activity, but also their diet, the quality of food they're taking in, the quality of sleep that they're getting, the amount of self-care that they do, whether or not they feel they have purpose, what their social life looks like. Because social health is something that's been linked to risk for colorectal cancer as well. So, and of course, lots of other environmental factors. But today, we're going to focus on the diet piece of it. So even though there's...
That's what you do.
That's what I do. And, you know, it's hard to talk about diet without talking about all of these other things, because health is really connected. All of these different areas of health are connected to each other. But specifically with diet today, when we think about colorectal cancer, the big one that people usually think of, and you're right, is fiber. So a low fiber diet tends to be linked to an increased risk for colorectal cancer. And, you know, I talk about it all the time, that there's not a lot of knowns in nutrition. There's not a lot of certainties. But one of our certainties is that you need fiber for a number of reasons, and this is one of them. So a low fiber diet, which also comes along with a diet low in phytonutrients. And again, those are the things we get from colors of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and other plant-based foods. We see increased risk with a high red meat diet and a high processed meat diet. So processed meat diet is things like lunch meats and bacon and sausage and meats like that. We also see it with increased alcohol intake, just a general poor quality diet with a lot of processed food. And then kind of within that, not having a gallbladder is also a risk factor for or a potential risk factor for colorectal cancer. And I see more and more people without a gallbladder these days. So when we think about that, low fiber, low phytonutrient, rich in red meat, rich in processed meat, one of the things that kind of comes to mind is the way that a lot of people do keto. And keto has been really popular now for about 15 years for weight loss and a number of other reasons. And there are certainly healthy ways to follow keto. We've done shows on that in the past, but a lot of people follow it by just eating protein and fat and not eating enough fiber and not eating enough vegetables and incorporating those things into there. We've also seen an increase in the carnivore diet recently, which we talked about a little bit and is pretty self-explanatory.
All meat.
Just meat, yeah. So we know that we're not getting fiber. We know we're not getting phytonutrients. And when we've seen this push toward a low-carb diet over the last couple of decades, we went from a push for low-fat, now a push for low-carb. We really start to villainize foods that are actually pretty darn important for our health. So we've cut out a lot of whole grains. We've cut out a lot of fruits. We've cut out a lot of starchy vegetables. And those are some of the best sources of fiber that people were taking in. And then we're trying to get it from supplements and vitamins. And I always tell people, I'll say it, I've said it before and I'll say it again, you can't out-supplement a poor quality diet. So big thing that you can do, just, I mean, I feel like a broken record when I say it, but just eat more vegetables, however they come into play. I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, a recipe that we did in our house last night with a healthier tater tot hot dish. And I'll tell you what, it really didn't taste any different than the regular tater tot hot dish that we would normally eat. It still has tater tots. It still has cheese. It just has more vegetables. And then we added some meat to ours as well. But adding more vegetables, adding more beans and lentils, adding more nuts and seeds, making your diet more colorful from plant-based foods, just really intuitively looking toward whole food, whether that's coming from a plant or an animal, but mostly from plants, is probably your best way to, in a simple way, reduce your risk in the areas you can control for colorectal cancer. Easy, right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
I know it seems like it should be. I know it's more difficult to implement some of that stuff.
That's easy to talk about, but not quite so easy to do, right?
It is. It
takes some discipline.
It does. But, you know, Paul and I have talked about it before. He was surprised when he heard me suggest having vegetables at breakfast. I encourage everybody to eat vegetables at breakfast. I had leftover tater tot hot dish for breakfast this morning, which gave me a bunch of veggies in addition to some protein. Having stuff like that for breakfast, well, out of the norm, can be a helpful way to get what you need.
Nothing like a carrot with your Wheaties, I always say.
That's right.
Yes. It's something you wouldn't think of, but it's a good idea.
It is a good idea. And it does take a little bit of that mental shift to get there, but it's so important. And it helps you get the color and the fiber and all of those things you need to not only reduce your risk for colorectal cancer, but reduce your risk for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, numerous other types of cancers, overweight, obesity. Keeps you full, reduces inflammation, reduces pain. Eat more vegetables.
Well, you've said that before, yeah. And I'm sure we'll hear it again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, all good advice there, Amber,
thank
as
you.
Always.
Yes, and, thank you.
If anybody wants to continue the discussion here, we've still got a little more time to talk about it, so we can spend a little time talking about how you get a hold of you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've been trying to now put a few more recipes on my Facebook page for people because I think that sometimes that's one of the more difficult parts of this is just not really knowing, all right, well, I hear you. I hear that I need to eat more vegetables, but how do I get them in? So we've talked about that on the show. You can go back and listen to podcasts, but you can also go to my Facebook page at IMU Nutrition, IMU Nutrition, or you can go to my website, which is imunutrition.com. And I'm always happy to chat with people one-on-one on ways you can incorporate a little bit more into your specific lifestyle because everybody's day-to-day looks different.
And also, you've been on the public speaking circuit.
A little bit.
Here and there. And if anybody needs a program of some kind.
I'm always happy to do it.
You're happy to talk, right?
Yes. I love doing stuff like that. It's fun to get out and chat with people and answer people's questions and engage about food because it is confusing with all of the information that's out there, and I think we need to simplify it and make it a little bit more practical and implementable into our lives.
All right, very good. Well, Amber, good advice as always.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Good to have you on the radio again, and we'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.